Psalm 73, a psalm for those who are tempted to envy the wicked. Asaph said, "My feet were almost gone. I had well nigh slipped." Asaph was close to falling into sin. His sin was envying the wicked. Verse 3, "For I was envious at the fool when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Sometimes we see the wicked and they have no problems, it seems. They are not even afraid to die, but they laugh at death and they laugh at the things of God." Verse 5 says, "They are not in trouble as other men. They are not, neither are they plagued like other men. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Sometimes we see the wicked and they are not afraid. They have not the tribulations of the children of God. With much tribulation we enter into the kingdom of heaven. They are not plagued with the financial calamities, the physical ones or anything else. But the wicked seem to prosper. Pride compasseth them about as a chain," Asaph says. "Violence covereth them as a garment. Everything about them is clothed in violence. They are not in fear of anything. They do what they will. Their eyes stand out in fatness. They have more than their heart can wish. They have all the dainty things of life. They have everything of this life to make them happy, and they want for nothing. All they have, all the worldly goods and prosperity. Their mouth is set against God," Asaph says. "The wicked question whether God doth know anything against them. If God does even speak against them, does heaven even know what they do?" Verse 13, "Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain." Oh, Asaph was tempted to say, "I have cleansed my heart in vain. The innocency of my hands is all vanity. It's all vain. I should not have done it. Why did I live this close to God, or try to, when all these calamities come upon me? For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning." Asaph started to regret the rod of God that was upon him, the chastening rod to correct him and to fix him from his errors. It was painful to Asaph in verse 17 to think upon the prosperity of the wicked. He started to pain in his mind when he thought about his afflictions that he had went through. But here is the hope for those that envy the wicked. Here is the hope when you are tempted to envy the wicked. It was painful, yet Asaph said this, "Then I went to the sanctuary of God, and I understood their end." Then, that sanctuary of God, Asaph went in prayer. Asaph went with his Bible. Asaph went with the truth of God. Asaph went with the saints of God to the church of God. And then he heard God's word in his soul, and then he remembered. He says in verse 18, "Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction." Asaph remembered that God put them in those places, that God allowed their prosperity so they would slip and they would fall. God set Asaph's feet on solid ground, but them he set on slippery ground. He let them prosper in this world as long as they could out of his grace, but then his judgment would come upon them, and they would have no excuse at the end of their days. God let them be destroyed by the prosperity of fools. Verse 19 says, "In a moment they are brought to desolation." They will be brought down. "Utterly consumed in terrors," he says. Asaph's heart is grieved when he thinks that he questioned God's goodness to him. He was pricked in his reins, verse 21 says. "So foolish was I and ignorant," he said. "I was like a beast before thee because I doubted thee. Nevertheless, God was merciful and held him up, and God shall guide you with his counsels and receive thee to glory." Asaph knew. Now, it is good that God has guided him. He says in the next verse, "His flesh and his heart fails, but God is his strength. The wicked shall be destroyed, but it is good that I have put my trust in the Lord, and that I draw near to God, that I may declare all thy works." Because Asaph knew that God had set his place, and that he would be fine. But the prosperity of fools would lead to their own destruction. Never envy the wicked, but always seek the counsels of the Lord and his blessings, for the end will be eternity with him.